Fee auf Flux FM. Musik aus Norwegen, die uns vor gar nicht allzu langer Zeit empfohlen wurde. Von der ebenfalls norwegischen Band Cuck Motherfucker. They told us that this was a nice song, and since they told us about the quality of Fee's music, we play it a lot.
That's wisdom.
Yes. Warum bin ich ins Englische umgeschwankt? Weil ein Mensch aus der Cuck Motherfucker Band bei mir im Studio sitzt. Paul Windenes ist sein bürgerlicher Name. Als Pisch geht er auf Solotour derzeit, denn er hat am Anfang des Monats Mai seine Solo-LP, die ebenfalls Pisch heißt, veröffentlicht. Über die werden wir gleich ein bisschen sprechen. Zunächst aber ein Stück Musik von der Platte, damit man mal so ein bisschen reinkommt. Pisch, before we start talking,
yes,
let's give the people out there some music, so great, they can feel the great vibes.
Great. Great.
Let's let them feel the vibes before we start.
Pish vibes.
Yeah, before we start talking. Pish great. Off Flux FM mit Compromise.
Wow.
Pish. Mit Compromised.
Yes.
Auf Flux FM. I was introducing the crash symbol into your name.
Yeah.
Have you realized that?
Yeah. Pish. You know what they call it in the EDM world? They call it white noise. So I got a name written white noise.
That's nice.
Psh.
And it's good for tinnitus people, you know?
Yeah.
Because their ears stop ringing, and as soon as there's some white noise in the room.
What? Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You can concentrate on the white noise, and then it's better.
Uh-huh, okay, yeah. I got a little bit of tinnitus myself,
yeah.
And I find it just annoying with the white noise. But, yeah.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
I use it a lot.
You do?
I'm a tinnitus man as
wow,
well.
Wow, crazy.
Yeah.
So you can do that for getting to sleep and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go psh, psh, and to sleep.
Yeah. That's great.
Ja, heute Abend spielt Paul Windenes, der mit seinem Bruder Axel ja die Band Cuck Motherfucker quasi in den letzten 15 Jahren zum Weltruhm spielte. Heute Abend spielt Pisch Solo in der Kantine am Berghain, um seine selbstbetitelte Soloplatte zu präsentieren. Wir finden jetzt nochmal raus, wie befreiend es für den Sänger und Multi-Instrumentalisten war, endlich mal ohne den Bruder Songs zu produzieren. Wir quatschen über die Zusammenarbeit mit dem Produzenten Matthias Telles, der Pisch an den Reglern im Studio unterstützte. Reden auch noch ein bisschen über Vibes, Kontrapunkte und schlussendlich verlosen wir natürlich auch noch Tickets für die Show am Abend. So Pish, how are you doing today? Everything is all right?
Everything is great. I've been looking forward so much to come to Berlin again, you know. I love the city.
Two shows in Germany with the Pish thing.
Yeah.
One of them in Berlin.
Yes, the first one in Berlin, of course,
mm-hmm.
And then the second one in Hamburg.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Cool. So you've just arrived from Norway.
Yes, I just came and I thought I might be late, but we made it.
Right on time.
We made it.
Right on time.
Yeah, Pish time.
Congratulations on Pish.
Yeah,
Pish.
Thank you very much,
I mean
man.
The LP.
Yes.
That's just been out for a few days now.
Thank you very much.
You've recorded your first solo LP after having been with Cuck Motherfucker for almost 15 years.
Yes.
How liberating was it for you to just go into the studio and work on your own ideas without discussing all of them with your brother Axel?
Yeah, it was actually very, very nice. It was me and Axel needed some way to get like new inspiration and stuff. And then that I did my thing and he's doing like paintings and stuff is very good for also the band, that we can also focus more on the together part when we come together, but we don't have to be on top of each other all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
But it must have been kind of strange to work on music and there's no brother around
yes.
you who goes, no, we have to change the solo, we have to do this, we have
yes.
to do that.
Yes.
Was it positive all the time or did you miss those guys sometimes
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, the thing was that I really understood how privileged I am to have a band and to bounce ideas and stuff like that. And what when I was finished recording this album, I just like felt like, oh, finally someone else has an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, yes. And then I got a new approach because when you, I don't know, if you work together with someone very tight, you seem to want your idea to go through the most, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little bit of blind.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's very important in music is to look at the best idea and not whose idea it is,
true.
You know? So I've learned a lot. And not all my ideas are the best, but some of them are.
Yeah, but in the end of the day, the band Cuck Motherfucker there will be advantages for the band because you both have worked in different fields now.
Yes.
You're coming back
yes.
more relaxed.
Yes, yes, yes.
It seems like some kind of monster thing.
Yes,
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah.
That's you one of my back. Favorite movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Mine too.
Yeah, I love that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I hate Lars Ulrich, since I've seen the movie, I still love the film.
Yeah, but you gotta love the James.
Yes.
I love James.
Loving the James, loving the Kirk. I
yeah,
mean
the Kirk is the Kirk is funny, you know. Yeah. He's funny guy.
He's the romance guy in the
yeah,
band.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
really sweet. He's the only sweet guy in
yeah,
the band.
Yeah, I love Kirk as well.
Who's the only sweet guy in Cuck Motherfucker?
I don't think we have an only sweet guy in Cuck Motherfucker, to be honest with you. Everybody's a little bit, as we call it in Norway, stygg. Yeah.
Okay,
and or like ugly.
I wouldn't say that. We've just talked about radio faces.
Yeah, I got one.
No. You're good looking people.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good looking
man.
People on Flux FM
you
only.
Too.
Yeah. We don't invite people who are ugly.
No.
The music doesn't matter at all. It's
yeah.
all about the looks.
Yes.
What was the main reason for you to go solo? Was it the psychological aspect of the whole thing, or did you have many, many songs that Cuck Motherfucker wouldn't record? Or?
No, it was like I had very many songs and we recorded, and then when I got out of the project, I was just like, oh, it would be nice for me to just do this thing on my own to get some steam out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're making love with a partner a lot, it's nice sometimes to have a wank.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe.
No, I'm just kidding.
He's talking about promiscuity and getting other women or men if you're stuck in your relationship, but it's just about the wanking.
Yeah, yeah. No, right.
Yeah. It's okay for our Catholic listeners as well.
Yeah, yeah,
a little wank here and there.
No, I'm just kidding.
Helps the marriage.
Yeah, yeah. It does. For me, it actually did. At
okay.
least.
Interesting. Let's not get into the details.
No.
Too much. Now, you've released the album Via Bergen Mafia, which
yes.
is the label that Cuck Motherfucker invented.
Yeah, it's
which
me
means
and
that the Cuck Motherfucker people had to sign off on your LP.
Did they
listen to it and go like, no, we don't hear a single?
No, they didn't, but it was just me and Axel, you know, so I just talked to him and
okay.
we released it. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
so it wasn't complicated at all?
No. We are very good friends.
Yeah.
Better than ever.
But that was another thing that I thought. Maybe they were talking to a therapist as well, and he was like,
yeah.
there's only one thing that can save your lives
yeah.
and the Cuck Motherfucker band, and
yeah.
that's solo LPs for both of you.
Yes. But it is almost like that.
Yeah.
It really helps out.
Yeah, I think so. And last time you were here, we were talking about the fact that Axel is working on a rap album as
yes,
well. Is he still doing that?
Yes. And Wild Nature 2 is coming soon.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're working on that together as well. It's really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, great times.
Cool. Let's listen to another song.
Great.
Then we'll find out what the near future plans are.
Great.
For Pish and Cuck Motherfucker.
Super duper.
And then we'll give away some tickets for tonight's
yes.
show. Pish.
Ooh.
Schmidt Woman. Auf Flux FM.
Yes.
Mit Woman, ein Auszug aus seiner ersten Solo-Platte, die so heißt wie Paul Vindenis auf der Bühne, nämlich Pish mit P vorne dran. Ganz oldschooler. Denken noch an den ehemaligen Sänger von Marillion. Aber nein, wir reden über Pish, nicht Fish.
Yeah, it's Pish.
Yeah.
Very important.
I just made clear to the people out there who just tuned in.
Yeah.
That's not the ex-Marillion guy is with us.
Oh,
it's Pish.
Oh. Yeah. Is it a guy called Fish?
Yeah, there's a guy called Fish.
No.
Who once was the singer of Marillion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Kaylee. Na, 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 na.
I really didn't know.
You have to check out Fish stuff. It's not that bad.
Okay, great.
Yes.
I will do that. I learn something new every day.
See?
Yeah.
Especially when you're with Flux FM.
Yes.
There's so much to learn.
Flux FM.
Those experienced Flux FM guys.
Yes.
So when you were here in February, the last time, we were talking about plans for Cuck Motherfucker, and I still have in the back of my head that you wanted to go to Italy maybe with the band and record stuff there. Is
yes,
that still a plan?
We actually had a plan, which was like this... spring, we would release, I can tell it here because you're family, we would release the cover songs. We recorded everything, but then Helmick, the percussionist guy that sings, Helmalicious, that sings the song,
uh-huh.
he got some fucked up thing with his throat.
Oh no.
Yeah, so he messed it all up. So he can't sing.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. And a lot of work just like out of the window, you know?
But he's gonna be better with his voice?
I really don't know.
Oh no.
I really don't know. Maybe it's the last thing we see from him. But but then when me and Axel had the time off to do whatever, you know, we started making cock songs.
Okay.
So now we have made like 4 cock songs, which is quite done. And then we're looking at some great place, maybe actually France, to go and record.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Like, we want to go to a proper studio.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds good to me. Mm. No, I was having in the back of my head that you were planning to go to Italy because Ellen is living there stuff.
But you know what happened? It was that Axel and me were supposed to rent the house down there.
Mm.
And then we found the perfect house. And the people that rented it out, they said, yes, just come down in March. It will be, people will be out.
Mm-hmm.
Or February even. Actually, late February. No, early February. And then we were supposed to move into the house. But then they couldn't kick out the family by some reason that was living there. And they even offered them 2,000 euros to get out of the apartment. Still today, they are still living in at the same place.
Anarchists, maybe.
Something like that, like Italian anarchists. Yes. Does that exist?
Yeah, there are many of them.
Yes, they kind it is of actually.
Invented
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yes, that's actually very true.
So, you were working with Matthias Telles on this record. How did that come up? Why was he the right partner in crime for the LP? Because I've read that you were looking for the right vibes a lot.
Yes.
And I think vibes are a super important thing within a band when you're producing a record.
Yes.
So Matthias is a guy with the right vibes or?
Yeah, I needed actually to show him the right vibe. But I know he had the tools to get into the right vibe, you know? Yeah. But he is also very super. If you have listened to any of the Young Dream stuff, which is super, super nice, like indie stuff as well. A little bit more psychedelia.
Yeah.
And like he's getting very good at like producing and making big songs.
And he's on tour with you. He's part of the band.
Yes, he's part of it. I'm very lucky to have my band. Is super talented. The guy, I got Matthias on bass and we got Vatle, who plays for Aurora as well.
Oh, wow.
He's playing with me. And then I got a guy that has been playing in like 30 bands also, which name is Kim.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem too hard to get a band together in Norway nowadays because there's so many talented musicians. It seems as if every young man, you know, you throw a rock and you hit a musician in Norway.
But it takes a genius to find other geniuses.
That's
true. So I only work with the best of the best. So I don't have to do any of things.
Such a modest guy. Pish is such a modest guy. I love it. Loving it.
Radio face.
We're gonna have to write a song called Radio Face.
We will do that.
I was thinking about, because Melanie actually sent me a video from a Norwegian DJ on the radio, and he always sings his questions to the interview guests.
The interview guests
sing back.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about doing that with you, but now I don't have chords. I don't have. Should we try and improvise something?
Let's try and improvise.
But which I don't have a question left.
Just ask what's your name?
Yeah. Okay, let's do it like that. Let's do it like that. What are your plans for tonight's show, Pish?
It's gonna be so legendary.
What are your plans for tonight's show, Pish?
It's gonna be super legendary.
Don't you think the solo project's a little bit selfish?
Yes, I do, but I'm a selfish motherfucker.
Why do you always have to swear on radio?
Because I'm like that. I'm a gangster for sure.
He's a gangster for sure.
I'm a gangster for sure.
He's a gangster for sure.
I'm a gangster for sure.
His name is Pish.
Yeah.
Das Thema hätten wir vom Tisch.
Yes.
Thank you for visiting.
Thank you so much.
Flux FM. Let me give away some tickets real quick.
Go for it.
I'm gonna go for it. It's only 3 chords, man.
Yeah,
3 chords.
That does
no
the trick.
No more. You don't need no more.
That does the trick.
Pish war bei uns im Studio. Thanks a lot, Pish.
Thank you very much,
man. I'm already looking forward to the next time you're going to visit us with your own stuff.
Yep.
You're a guest.
Whatever it is.
Who's always welcome at Flux FM. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Man, amazing.